Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday of Advent and the readings are from Cycle B.
I mentioned earlier that today is a day for listening, for the Lord is near. So I'd like to start with a story about the importance of listening. Father Mulcahy was the pastor of St. Dismas Church, and he had a problem. He was an incredibly boring homilist. He knew it, his congregation knew it. He'd been the pastor at St. Dismas for many, many years, and he thought if he had a change of position in a different location, maybe things would be better. So he sent a letter to the bishop and asked for an appointment. And on the day of his meeting with the bishop, he said, "Your Eminence, I've been at St. Dismas so many years I can't remember. I'm stale, burned out. I need a reassignment." The bishop, however, had a problem, because if he reassigned Father Mulcahy, he wasn't able to replace him. So what did he do? He gave him a pep talk. "Father," said the bishop, "let me give you some advice from how I give a sermon. Just last Sunday, I had the opportunity to talk with the flock, and I began by saying, I have an announcement. I'm in love." Then, as an aside, he said to them, that really got their attention. The bishop continued, "I'm in love. I'm in love with a beautiful woman, and her name is Mary, the mother of Jesus." And then he told Father Mulcahy about the rest of his sermon. So Father Mulcahy listened, thanked the bishop, and went home. He felt desperate. "What can I do to get out of this parish?" he thought to himself. And then he had an idea. The very next Sunday, Father Mulcahy climbed the steps to the pulpit, looked out on the congregation and said, "My brothers and sisters, I have an announcement." Well, people put down their bulletins thinking that this might be the first interesting thing they were going to hear in many months. He said, "It's about the bishop." Now all eyes were on the bishop, were on Father Mulcahy. He said, "The bishop is in love. Yes, the bishop is in love with a beautiful woman. But for the life of me, I can't remember her name." Needless to say, the old pastor got his transfer. Well, unlike Father Mulcahy, we do know the name of this woman, Mary, the mother of Jesus. And this past week, the church celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And on Friday, the church celebrated the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And as you heard sung in the responsorial psalm, it was Mary's Magnificat. "My soul rejoices in the Lord. The Almighty has done great things for me." And then immediately after that, we hear St. Paul's words, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all circumstances give thanks." So perhaps this evening we can ask ourselves, what can this woman of faith, Mary, a woman whom Pope Paul VI called truly our sister, what can she show us about rejoicing always, praying without ceasing, and in every circumstance giving thanksgiving? You and I know the history of this woman. Mary was a woman who was so tremendously generous, so tremendously open, so tremendously good, that God decided this was the woman who was to be the mother of his son. So Mary helped open a new chapter in the history of the world, because she was the one who enabled God to occupy time and space. She was the one who was able, with God's grace, to help God take flesh and be among us then and forevermore. I think it's helpful when we think about Mary to realize that she was a human being like us, not some plaster statue. We need to sometimes take Mary down from the pedestal that sometimes we place her on and reposition her squarely inside the human condition, which was her lot in life. For Mary, to rejoice didn't mean not being sad about suffering or ignoring the tragedies around her. First century Judea was not a paradise. Under the heel of Rome, most people were illiterate, poor, and lacked what we might call the most basic necessities of life. What Mary means by rejoice is something much deeper. We can be joyous in the face of tragedy. We can be joyous in the face of injustice. And it's because joy is something much deeper than happiness. It doesn't have to do with a thing or an object. Joyfulness is based on the understanding and the appreciation that each of us is loved tenderly by God. So today, let's ask for Mary's help to help us cultivate a joyful attitude, knowing that, like us, she didn't wake up one morning, say yes, and change the world. Her yeses were a history of yeses, and cumulatively they created grace in her life. And for each of us, our yeses create a history of grace in our lives. There was an article in a local newspaper, The Almanac, last week that was a great example of the kind of grace I'm talking about. In 2007, Susie Tinsley, who is a good friend of many years and is sitting nearby, started the Sugar Shack on Santa Cruz Avenue in Menlo Park. It's a great place in the Bay Area for sweets and treats. And after 7 years of delighting thousands of customers, Susie recently decided that she was going to close down the physical store and change her business model. She decided on this so she could spend time, more time, with her husband and her 7 wonderful children. And of the many, many happy memories of the Sugar Shack, here's one. It was just before closing, on the night before a holiday, and 2 young boys came in looking for a present for their mother. They had $5 to spend on something fabulous. So, of course, Susie put together a $45 basket. They looked at it and responded, "Wow, this looks like a lot more than $5. She said, "Oh, yes, it's $2 over your budget, but your mother's going to love the chocolates, and she's going to really appreciate all the effort you put into it." So a few days later, when Susie came back to open the store, there were 2 $1 bills taped to the door with a note which said, "Our mom said this was the greatest gift she ever received. You are a wonderful candy lady." These boys are now in high school, and Susie still has that note from many years ago. And I relate that story because it's an example of the small kinds of grace that we need to notice as we wait in expectancy for the Lord Jesus. Because as we listen and as we notice, we see these graces, we live these graces, we enhance these graces. So on this Gaudete Sunday, I say to you, St. Paul says to you, the church says to you, Jesus Christ says to you, rejoice always.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.